it off with aged garlic extract, actually. And it's really because this is one of the more, I think, one of the more valuable garlic extracts that are on the market. A lot of folks don't realize that the majority of the research that's been done in the primary referee journals is on aged garlic extract. And I think it's important to differentiate between aged garlic and traditional garlic extractions, not only because of, how much easier it is on you if you're taking aged garlic, meaning you don't have a smell about you, but it's actually because of the clinical outcomes that occur with aged garlic extract. So I'm going to do a real quick review here and then just highlight a couple of them. You know, the brand name of aged garlic extract, and it's something obviously I can't mention during CE, is Kyolic. And Kyolic is a brand that's developed from a Japanese pharmaceutical company, and they've done over 650 studies that have been published in primary referee journals. So this is a particular company that's, I'd say, pretty much on the forefront of trying to prove efficacy for aged garlic extract. If you look, what they've shown in studies, either in human or animal models, and they've actually done quite a bit of human models, and I'll go over the reduces plaque formation. That's actually some exciting data that came out of UCLA College or School of Cardiology, and then also got duplicated recently in a second study. It does help to reduce LDL triglycerides and also helps to reduce homocysteine. And I think one of the more important aspects of it is that it has a anti-LDL oxidation effect. So it acts to reduce oxidized LDL. It does improve endothelial dysfunction and improves blood pressure. And they've actually had a great study that was gone over at the International Vascular Symposium in Munich this year that showed that there was an improvement in nitric oxide and an improvement in vessel dynamics and actually an improvement in peripheral temperature under thermography when using aged garlic extract with individuals. Less platelet adhesion. When I, look at, a spot of blood under the microscope and see a lot of fibrin, I put people on aged garlic extract and I literally see that fibrin over a period of, 30 days. Those red blood cells are moving fluidly again, which I think is, obviously is incredibly important. What else does it do? I mean, we don't have time. We could talk a whole hour on this, so we don't really have time to go over everything. But in terms of immune function, it seems to have some immunomodulation effect. It obviously works to also help with H. pylori and actually has been shown to reduce cancer risk in stomach cancers and gastric cancers. So it has an antibacterial effective on H. pylori, antifungal effect, does have a reduction in colds and flus that was shown in a trial of about 180 people in Japan, that just recently published. And then, of course, because it donates cysteine, when they ferment garlic, and I'm going to talk about this fermentation in a minute, when they ferment garlic, it actually gets rid of the allicin. So you hear about total allicin potential on garlic extractions. That doesn't apply to aged garlic. Instead, what you're looking at, it's standardized to completely different compounds, and they're actually water-soluble sulfhydryl compounds. And one of the most powerful ones is one called F-allyl cysteine. So it's a cysteine donor that increases glutathione activity, improves nitric oxide function, and then there's a whole series of compounds from the fermentation that take place when you extract this particular compound, this aged garlic extract. So, that's kind of the real quick summary on its effect, but it has a multitude of benefits. So, detoxification of heavy metals, it's been shown to help with detoxification. It makes sense because it's upregulating glutathione, and it does improve phase 2 detoxification in the liver. So it's modest, but it does have it, that's why I like using it on a regular basis. It's a nice baseline approach to helping with heavy metals. it does have an effect on, just like, you know, regular garlic does, you know, a powderized garlic does, on altering insulin resistance, and seems to lower insulin resistance. Interesting thing on aged garlic is that it has a reduction in the output of norepinephrine and epinephrine under stress. And this they actually showed in humans. And that's significant to me because, you know, one of the things that I've done a lot of research on recently is this dramatic effect that norepinephrine and epinephrine have on stimulating cancer cells to grow. So anything I can do to modulate stress hormone output, I think is an important step in maintaining wellness for people, and especially when it's people that are, you know, more on that phase of inflammatory signaling like insulin resistance, where we're trying to reduce or retard anything that could be leading them towards abnormal cells. And so when you reduce norepi and epi output, you don't have as much norepinephrine to bind to those tumor sites or tumor cells, and therefore you reduce the signaling for growth of the tumor. There's a lot of neat information coming out right now in the research on this whole area of norepinephrine and epinephrine and actually having receptor sites on cancer cells. So that's another reason why I like aged garlic. It does seem to help promote beneficial flora. I would say that it's a secondary effect because it does have anti-yeast, characteristics. So from that standpoint, it's not growing bugs, the friendly flora, but it's certainly inhibiting the unfriendly flora. And then the other piece to it is that it has been shown to reduce inflammatory compounds such as TNF alpha and interleukin 6. So it's got some great benefits. Now, I kind of went through this. I think the other one here on the next slide that's important with aged garlic is that significant acetaldehyde detoxification. And that's important for people who end up with chronic yeast situations because they tend to produce more prolific amounts of acetaldehyde. And, of course, the acetaldehyde ends up damaging the liver. In addition to altering enzymes that relate to neurotransmitters in the brain, and so it's a significant piece to keep that acetaldehyde in check. And I think that's another real important piece of the puzzle. Once again, I already mentioned that it works on glutathione, but also works on glucuronide. So you can think of this as also helping to metabolize off hormones as well, especially estrogen compounds. Now, let's see what else on aged garlic. You know, the big thing on aged garlic, when you think about it, and I've already kind of talked about reducing stress activation of the sympathetic nervous system and reducing stress-induced hypertrophy of the adrenal glands or adrenal stress, that's fine. So, I mean, we've already kind of went over that, but I want to get to this study, which I think is groundbreaking, because when you think of it, we kind of went through the immunomodulation of TH1 and TH2 ratios, obviously helps with natural killer cells. I want to get into this when we talked about this. The other piece on this, we use a lot on intestinal health. We use aged garlic quite a bit because it does seem to improve mucosal barrier integrity. So if you have people with low secretory IgA, they've got chronic bacteria, chronic yeast issues, aged garlic's one of those agents. When you look at all the benefits of this fermented food, and that's really how you want to think of it, that this is almost a food that you're giving them because it's a fermentation process that takes 20 months to complete. And so it's got a lot of different nutrients in it. And so this improvement in gastric motility, enhancing the mucosal barrier, which I think is absolutely one of the most important things that you can do, especially given today, because there's so many things that are facing people that end up kind of nicking their mucosal barrier integrity. It's why it's one of my favorite agents to use on a regular basis. Now the anti-Alzheimer's reducing plaque formation was actually in a rat model, but the decreasing inflammatory cytokines in the PGE2 and PGF2 series, that's been shown. Reducing homocysteine in humans has been shown. Now, in people with modestly high LDLs, like say they have a 130 LDL, don't look for aged garlic to have a dramatic impact, but it, generally where I see it have a dramatic impact is on people, obviously, with higher cholesterols, LDL cholesterol. And remember, it's not just about it being LDL cholesterol. It's about, you know, the particle size of it, how much is oxidized. And so, you know, this is a particular, a very interesting heart protective compound. So all the people that come into our practice, if they're on statins, if they've got a history of heart disease, if they've got blood pressure issues, if they've got peripheral vascular issues, we automatically, because of this, the really the strength of the evidence of this, we place them on aged garlic extracts. You know, and I kind of went over that, the rest of that slide already. But this, I think this slide's coming up next. Oh, we've already done that. So here's how it's made, and then we'll go into the big the study on the plaque formation, which I think is fantastic. You know, it's organically grown. So they organically grow the garlic, they put it in steel tanks, and it ferments for about 20 months. So they actually put enzymes into the vat in order to get it to break down. Most of the allyl products are converted, meaning that when you hear about allicin potential, there is some thought that allicin could be somewhat damaging if you were giving large doses of traditionally extracted garlics or freeze-dried garlics for extended periods of time, that it actually can act as something that's oxidative and damaging. What's been shown repeatedly in the studies is that aged garlic extracts have a dramatic antioxidant effect and do not have any kind of irritating effect on the liver, for example. Safety, I mean, this is important. See, you know, a lot of times companies don't do these types of things on their extractions, but if you look here, acute toxicity testing, chronic toxicity testing, mutagenicity, teratogenicity, toxicity was conducted by the U.S. FDA, clinical studies on more than 1,000 subjects, and then contraindication studies, meaning with Coumadin, which that E should be off there, statins, aspirin, all the contraindication studies have come up negative. One of the big slams on garlic has been, you know, potentially that it alters blood coagulation times on people with Coumadin. Because this is a fermented extraction and it doesn't have the same properties as traditional garlic, and they've done the studies on it, there's no interaction with Coumadin, there's no interaction with statins. In fact, there's some rationale and some studies showing that this actually is hepatoprotective for people who are on drug therapy for metabolic syndrome that are on drugs that may be impacting the liver. So it's a fairly interesting extraction. Now, we don't need to do that. We can go on to the next one. Papers are actually up over 600 now. This is an interesting study. It was done by Dr. Budoff. It was in the Journal of Preventive Medicine. This study actually has been repeated. And basically what Budoff did was he looked at calcium scores with people that were on chiolic versus a placebo. This is a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial. They used electron beam tomography to map out the plaquing. They gave people chiolic and a statin or a statin alone. Now, regardless of, you know, just from the ethics side, and to get it through an IRB, you have to use a statin when you're doing a study with people with pre-existing coronary artery disease. Basically, what this study showed is that when you gave 4 milliliters, which was the liquid, 4 milliliters of chiolic versus placebo, the percent change in the calcification score, it was about a 70% reduction in plaque formation on people using aged garlic versus placebo. Now, we all know that if we reduce insulin resistance, we can chelate, we can, you know, reduce inflammatory signaling by a whole host of mechanisms. So whether you're, you know, looking at testosterone in men, balancing hormones, looking at detoxifying environmental load, looking at reducing cortisol and stress hormones, any of these things can be vectors that would trigger endothelial dysfunction and inflammation signaling. But the beauty of this particular study is that it was only aged garlic that was given. So 4 milliliters of aged garlic proved out to have a dramatic impact like this. That's why whenever I'm, you know, working with chelating anyone or anyone that I